So this is the Johnny Canuck audio boo from the car, drive home. Today, October 22nd, 2009. Ugh, it's hard to get in the car and do all that stuff, so there we go. So we're in the car, and we're driving home. It's raining like hell, and I'm going to, basically, my drive home is 9 kilometers, 6 kilometers, about 9 minutes, usually if there's no traffic. So this could be, very well be, the 9 minute podcast. Or, because it's raining and I have no idea what I'm doing, could be the 27 minute podcast, which would fall right into the two fat dads realms of podcasts. So I guess the first thing to do is to update everybody as to what the hell is happening with the Two Fat Dads podcast. Yes, we're still podcasting. We were on a bit of a summer, I wouldn't call it hiatus, but a break. A lot of us have summer duties and vacation and other obligations. And obviously, I took off to England for a couple of weeks. And when we got back, that was it was like, okay, let's start season two. And now we've been trying to get together and organize season two ever since. So, season two of the Two Fat Dads Dadcast will be coming up soon. Same crew as usual on board. We're going to have myself, Francis Fortier, who is on Twitter at Johnny Canuck. So I don't know how relevant that is anymore, the whole Twitter names. We'll have Steph Deneau, Stephen McGurn, Eric Schultz, and Berg 42. Good old Ben, not Kenobi. So that is going to be for the dad casting. We're going to try and be a lot more rigid on our times. We've often gone over to an hour and a half, and some people have told us that's a little bit too long. Some people haven't even cared, really. They'll pause. We've listened to both ends, and it just makes it easier if we try to keep everything to a certain level and then try to basically get that edited out as quickly as possible and sent out. So if we spend too much time trying to get the best bits of each show, it just becomes a bloody nightmare, really, is what the big deal is. So that's the Two Fat Dads front. We're still writing articles. The guys are still submitting stuff. There's a couple of stuff in the works. I believe Steve's going to reprise his GPS role. He's also doing some project management course right now, which should have a lot of information about that, about, you know, basically going back to school and things like that. Eric still hasn't bought a phone. We're pretty sure he's going to buy an iPhone. Actually, we're pretty sure everyone's going to buy an iPhone because you can get them on Bell, Telus, Rogers. So it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what the contract is anymore. You can just basically sidestep and get onto that wherever you go. It's kind of weird that we're all pretty much all want to get one. It's the first time we've all agreed on something ever, so that's quite funny. The I guess the other next bit of business, really, is that I've started kind of blogging on francisfortier.com. I registered that site a long time ago, never used it. I thought I was going to use it as an online CV at one point, and it just got silly. So I WordPressed it, put in some tweets at first, and there was an odd problem with Twitter tools that didn't work very well, so we kind of tried to fix that, remove the Twitter tools altogether, because that really wasn't working. It was sending out the same tweets 3 or 4 times, and some syncing issue or a misschedule issue, and I'm sure somebody's going to come back to us on that regards. So the latest article I put up on there was one about, not a post I blogged about, Van Halen's 1984. It's back in my iPod almost on full rotation. It's such a great album. So I basically blogged a little bit about that, and it doesn't really fall in the realms of Planet Fortier. It doesn't fall in the realms of twofatdads.com. So there's a venue for that under francisfortier.com. Another little thing that we've, funnily enough, gonna earn me an explicit tag on this audio boo already, is the very fact that I've finally registered a French domain, and we're probably going to go ahead with a French website. The domain I've registered is whatthefuck.com, and if you